invalid. Being without foundation in force, in fact, in truth, or in law. When something is invalid, it is no good and should be thrown out. Things that are invalid. Number one, any credential with an expired date. Number two, any law that violates the Constitution. Number three, any religion that rejects Jesus Christ as Lord God. Number four, any idea that conflicts with God's Word. Number five, any person who dies without having received Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord. We all pretty much agree on one above. Once a credential expires, we get it renewed or we throw it away. The left does not accept the truth of number two. Actually, they work around the clock to invalidate the Constitution. I wonder how many Christians even believe three. They say, what about the Jews? They are lost because their religion is invalid. Again, I wonder how many Christians accept four in their hearts. If God's Word does not invalidate ideas that conflict with it, then it can't be God's Word, can it? People can be invalid. Hebrews 9:27 says that after death comes the judgment. Revelation 20:15 says that all those who have not received Jesus are cast into the lake of fire. Yes, people can become invalid. Remember the definition. Invalid means that something is not legal and thus has no value, and so it should be thrown away. I love my country that is based on the Constitution, which protects my God-given rights. Attacks against the Constitution rile my red blood. However, attacks against the validity of the Bible, God's written word, or Christ Jesus, the only Savior, rile my spiritual blood even more. People can live in a country where expired credentials are used, where laws are enacted in violation of the Constitution. People can live in a world where there are false religions and ideologies that conflict with the Word of God. But people cannot live without Christ Jesus. 1 John 5:12 says that you cannot have life without having the Son, Jesus Christ. To try to live life without Christ ultimately results in the person being deemed invalid at the judgment. This is not God's will. But it will happen because people reject the free gift of eternal life through Christ Jesus the Lord. Every person comes into this world with an invalid stamp on their forehead. The sin that is in humanity came from Adam and has been passed down to us all. God had to come to earth as a man to rectify the invalid status on his creation. We call him Jesus. Upon suffering the penalty for our sins and taking upon himself our diseases, he rose from the dead and now lives to administer grace, mercy, and power to those who will believe. Don't credentialize yourself or let others invalidate you. Don't be arrogant in your own ideas. And above all, don't spend another day wearing that invalid stamp. Receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Open the Bible and start with John, the Gospel. Start talking regularly with God. Start attending Grace and Faith Church. In Christ, you are a new creature with a new nature. A valid one. For those of you who are already in a relationship with Christ, do an inspection to make sure that you agree with statements 1 through 5 above. Your future on earth depends on knowing what is invalid so that you avoid it.